If this is your first time listening to Sermon and Song, we'd like to give you a special welcome to the program and hope that you will make this a daily habit at this time. You're listening to a fine station that presents the Word of God, and I do hope that you will continue to keep your radio dial on this station and that you will be sure and listen regularly to particularly this ministry, because I'm going just from verse to verse in the book of 1 Peter. We are not trying to theologically necessarily teach the book. However, we deal with theology. We're not trying to go into some profound, in-depth study. We're just simply preaching from the book of 1 Peter. So, if you will open your Bible today to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. Now, I'm not going to do a great deal of review today. I simply want to say that the book of 1 Peter, the emphasis is a message to those who were scattered abroad, the saints of God who were scattered from persecution. They had been moved, had to run from persecution, and they are now scattered throughout all of the various parts of the Middle East, and they need encouragement, and the Apostle Peter is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit the encouragement that they need. He began with telling them their position. Then he began to give them some instructions as to how they could move on for God in spite of the persecution. And then he's been talking in these last few verses about the tremendous redemption that we have. And you can't think about your redemption very long until you get out of the doldrums and until you get away from discouragement and until you lose your loneliness for having been persecuted for Christ's sake. Now let's move to verse 23. Being born again. Now here is an expression that is used by the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 3. Born again. It's necessary for salvation. What do you mean, be born again? Well, that's what Nicodemus asked Jesus. And Jesus told him, that which is of flesh is flesh, and that which is of spirit is spirit. So therefore, he is talking about a spiritual birth. You see, you are body, soul, and spirit, are made up of a body, a soul, and a spirit. Your soul and your spirit is eternal, and that's the part of you that comes into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, naturally, that's going to affect the body, and therefore there will be a difference on the outside. The body will act differently when the soul and the spirit is saved by God's grace. We pointed out last week, seeing you have purified your souls. I won't go back into that, but he's dealing with the soul here, not with the flesh. And we'll show you that in the next verse. Being born again. Now, there are two births mentioned in the Bible, the physical birth and the spiritual birth. The physical birth takes place one time. Then you become an everlasting being. You are not an eternal being because only God is eternal from everlasting to everlasting, from the Alpha and the Omega, from the beginning to the end and on into eternity in the past. God is eternal. But you became a living soul when you were conceived in your mother's womb. And whenever your body was formed and you were born into this world, then you received a fleshly body. Now, you only have one of those. You will never have another. There is no such thing as your being incarnated back into another body sometime in the future. It's all of that is from the New Age movement and of course, all of that goes way back. You can trace every one of these new movements and these new cults. You can trace the majority of them back to Babylon, and you can see very clearly that they are very, very satanic. But now when you read and believe the Word of God, the Bible, he says that you have the one body, the fleshly body. But now that you as a person must be born again, that is, you must have a spiritual birth before you can enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus makes that very clear in John chapter 3. If you are not saved, if you have not had the second birth, if you are not a born-again child of God, then right now trust the Lord as your Savior. Believe upon Him and let Him give you that spiritual birth. I have a book on born again I'll send you if you'll write and just ask for the title. Now let's go right on. He says, not of corruptible seed. So your first birth, then, was of corruptible seed. You see, that was the difference between the seed of the woman that was talked about in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, and the seed with which you were born. The seed of the woman was placed there by the Holy Spirit of God, and it is an incorruptible seed, and it is life eternal, because Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, was born into a body of flesh. But you and I are not, and neither has there ever been another virgin birth, nor will there ever be another virgin birth. You are born not of corruptible seed. So he said, I'm going to talk about something different here now from the corruptible seed with which you were born when you were born of the flesh, but of the incorruptible. That's the incorruptible seed. So our spiritual birth, then, according to this passage of Scripture, not according to my denomination, not according to something I've been brainwashed into, not according to what church my family went to, but according to the Word of God, if you are born again spiritually of incorruptible seed, then that is incorruptible seed. It is eternal. It is everlasting, incorruptible. It cannot be corrupted. It cannot be mortified. It cannot be destroyed. It is incorruptible seed. And where does that come from? By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So if the seed with which we are born spiritually into the kingdom of God is an incorruptible seed by the Word of God, you remember again the verse, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the way we are saved is through hearing the Word of God, the Holy Spirit using that word to bring conviction to our heart and to us, our souls, and then we turn ourselves entirely and completely, unconditionally, into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're born of incorruptible seed. We'll continue right there tomorrow. I hope you'll be back.